Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming again. Today, I want to talk to you for 5 minutes about the microwave. I forgot my clock, so I'm going to use the timer on my watch. You ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, the microwave oven. I'm sure nearly all of you have used a microwave oven at some point in your life, or at least seen one on TV. What do we use microwave ovens for? We use them for heating up our food. Now, how do they work? Well, inside the box that is your microwave, you have something called a magnetron. The magnetron releases microwaves, radio waves. You know the shape of a wave, like that. A microwave, each wave is about 12.2 centimeters wide, and the waves travel at 2.45 gigahertz. 1 hertz is one wave, a second basically. So 2.45 gigahertz, if I can calculate that right, means about 2.5 billion waves a second. 2.5 billion times a second. That's incredible. So how does it work? Well, inside your microwave, you have a reflective metal case, and the magnetron releases microwaves that bounce around inside the microwave. What they do is they go through the food or the drink or whatever it is you're trying to warm up. How do they warm it up? Well, a wave has a positive and a negative. And every molecule inside the food you're trying to heat up also has a positive and a negative. And as you know from science, positives likes attract. So when the wave is positive, the molecule positive points up. And when the wave positive comes down here, the molecule switches over and the positive follows the wave. So as your wave is doing this, your molecule does this, basically, keeps flipping over. And as the molecule rotates, as it vibrates, of course, it creates heat. And that heat is what warms up your food. So how come when you put an apple pie in, the crust stays cool and the inside is boiling hot like lava? Or how come when you put a cup of coffee in there, the cup is really hot, but the coffee is not so hot? Why is that? Well, basically, water molecules heat up more easily than any other type of molecule. They're very free, they move very easily. So if you put in an apple pie, for example, the water molecules in the center, in the filling, will heat up very, very quickly, but the outside is dry, it doesn't have so much water in it, so of course it won't heat up. If you have a cup of coffee, it's going to heat up like a basic oven because it's all liquid. So it's going to heat from the outside in. So you're going to have hot points and cold points. And basically because the water heats faster. Okay. Also, you'll notice that a lot of microwave meals have standing time as well. That's because microwaves cannot penetrate right the way through food. At most, they go about 2 or 3 centimeters under the surface. So when you cook your food, the 2 or 3 centimeters around the top get hot because of the microwave, but the middle portion is heated because of convection heating, basically. So when you finish cooking your meal, microwaving your meal, you leave it for 2 or 3 minutes to allow the heat from the heated outside to enter into the center and heat the whole meal through. Okay, microwaves, when were they invented? 2 minutes. When were they invented? 1935, the cavity magnetron was invented. Without that, we don't have microwaves. 1945, a man called Percy Spencer was working on a radar installation. They were trying to see what radio waves they could use to detect planes. And as he walked past the machine, he noticed that a chocolate bar in his pocket got hot and melted. And he thought, I wonder if those microwaves have heated my chocolate bar. He did some research, found out, of course, that that was the reason, and he invented a microwave. He put it inside a metal box and he sold it. The first microwave was 1.8 meters high, same height as me, was 370 kilometers and cost about $5,000. Although with any technology, once something starts, it gets smaller and cheaper. So by 1967, when the first home version was released, it cost $495 and it was slightly bigger than ones we have today. Okay. If you look at this chart, which I'm going to put over here, I'll move to the side so you can see it. This lists microwave ovens in the US and microwave ovens in India. As you can see, in the US, 1971, only 1% of the population have microwaves. But as we go through time to about 1997, 90% of the population have microwaves. Of course, India is 0 and 0, but by 1997, 1% have microwaves, and then 5%. As you can see, it's starting to take off. So countries like India, developing countries, are starting to get more modern applications, more things like appliances, more things like microwaves. Now, the microwave is a wonderful invention, of course. It's a labor-saving device. It helps us and saves us a lot of time. However, there is a strong link between the invention of the microwave and the growth of obesity in America. Many people in obese countries eat microwave dinners. Now, the problem with a microwave dinner is, of course, it cooks faster than a regular meal. It doesn't take as long to prepare. But they have to put more fat, more salt, more sugar in to make it taste good. You don't have any fresh vegetables in there. You don't have to go shopping for it. You don't have to think about the ingredients. Basically, you don't... Oh, I ran out of time. Basically, you don't know what you're cooking. So because people are eating more and more microwave dinners, they're eating faster, they're not thinking so much about what they're putting into the food, and they're eating more additives and more fats and more sugars and more salts, and basically they're becoming fatter. Also, of course, if you don't know what's going into your food, if you don't make it yourself, you don't have any appreciation for that food. It's merely a meal. You don't think about the person that made it. So microwaves are very convenient. They're a wonderful labor-saving device, and I wouldn't be able to survive without my microwave. However, they must be treated with caution. You can see a link between microwaves and obesity in many countries. I'm sorry, I went a little bit over my 5 minutes there, but only by a little bit. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, please put them in the comment field down there somewhere. If you have any ideas, things you'd like me to talk about, please put them down there as well. If you liked this talk, click like. Down in the description box, you can find the link to the script for this talk, questions, answers, the MP3. You can practice your English. You can hopefully learn something, and you can practice and get better at English. If you want to subscribe. That's somewhere over here. And you can watch these talks whenever I make them. Thank you. I hope you learned something. Have a nice week. Goodbye.